Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast Monday through Friday where we encourage you to listen in wherever you're at and hear the Word of God and the truth preached. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and this week we're airing a message entitled The Casting Down of Satan. If you would like to hear this message again or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Bible tells you that you're accepted in the Beloved. Who cares about all that other stuff? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if anybody else even knows my name? I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm alive in Christ, according to Ephesians 2. No longer dead in trespasses and sins. And on and on and on we can go. I've been made to be a partaker, the inheritance of the saints in light, Colossians chapter 1. The Bible tells me in Colossians 3, I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. And on and on and on we could go. Folks, the truest thing about you is what God says about you. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, number one, and by the word of their testimony, number three, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Martyrdom. How do we know? How do we know what we would do in a situation like this? And any Christian has thought about this at one time or another. I remember the first time I read Fox's Book of Martyrs through, and I would say to any Christian that's been saved at least 5 years, you need to read Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's one of the classics of the Christian faith. And I remember thinking to myself many times as I read about those martyrs, would I have been faithful? Would I have denied Christ? What would I have done? Folks, we may not get that opportunity, but one thing we can do is we can live for him. We can live for him. And what's the worst thing the world can do? What's the worst thing the world's ever threatened us to do? What's the worst thing that Satan's ever threatened to do to us? Kill us and send us to heaven. Wow, you could do worse. You say, I don't know if I'd give my life for Christ. Well, here's one thing we can do. We can live for him. We can live for him. A mighty fortress is our God. A lot of people don't know it, but Martin Luther wrote this in the 1500s during a real down time in his life. The Protestant Reformation was floundering. There was sickness in his family. The plague is going through Europe. There were many disputes among the leaders of the Protestant Reformation. Luther seemed to be the lightning rod of many of them. And yet God inspired him to pen this song. And I often think of the third verse. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth, to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom. His doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly power, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. By the way, some of you have had experiences where you almost died and some of you thought you were going to die. I take most things pretty good. I mean, I've had 16 bone marrow biopsies. But I don't like throwing up. My wife will tell you, I'm really good about a lot of things, needles, I've been made a pincushion out of and all that. But throwing up, I don't know what it is, but every time I throw up, I'm sure I'm going to die. And there's something about it where I want everybody in the house to know I'm dying. I mean, if I'm going to die throwing up, I am not going to die alone. And she'll tell you, I make some of the most ungodly noises, and they're loud. But if you've ever really stared down the gun barrel of death, you realize one thing. As a believer, now as a lost person, all bets are off on this one. Forget it. Forget that guy that's lost and says, I'm not afraid of death. He hasn't faced it yet. He hasn't been in the foxhole. He hasn't had a doctor tell him that he may not make it. Forget it. But if you're saved, can I let you in on a little secret? There's a point at which it's kind of liberating. Kind of liberating. I remember one day I was driving around, traffic, someone road raged me. I don't know, had indigestion, I don't know, just a number of things. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm not going to put up with this much longer. And then a couple days later, the doctor said everything was straightening out. Oh. Folks, death isn't the end. Death is the portal to the beginning. And so they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I'm not saying go run around, look for a chance to be a martyr, but let me tell you what, folks, if you're not afraid of death, then there's nothing to be afraid of. And you don't ever have to live in the torment of fear. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. We heard that verse in Sunday school this morning. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And John tells us in one of his epistles that fear hath torment. And we don't have to live in that fear, folks. So let me say this to you this morning. Some of you are aware of it, and some of you may not be. But whether you are or not, we're living in a day and age where spiritual warfare is ramping up. Okay? The more our society, the more our country, the more the rotten liberal religion and everything else gives way and opens doors into darkness through various means of rejecting the Bible and selling out to paganism, we're just going to see a ramping up of spiritual warfare, and it's going to affect us. And God has given us a wonderful formula. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Are you saved here this morning? Then you're a child of the King. And your testimony, according to the Word of God, is that you're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Now, you may not be getting victory over sin, but that doesn't mean you can't, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't. It's available to you. Victory is yours. Not through you or any ability of your own, but through him. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And lastly, and they loved not their lives unto the death. You know, God, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, put the world in our hearts. He gave us a love for life. It's unnatural, all this goth nonsense and acting like you love death and sleeping in caskets and all this baloney. That's an unnatural thing. God put a love for life in us. But folks, when our time comes, I guarantee you, every loved one in Christ that you know that went home to be with the Lord, as much as we miss them, Sister Weston, where are you? Where are you? Connie? Where you at? Okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just did, didn't I? I was just thinking about Rick the other day. I'm sorry. I'll probably make you cry. But you know something? As much as she misses him, and boy, I tell you, this preacher misses him. I got a lot of good ameners in this church, but there was none like Rick. And you want to know something? As much as we all miss him, He wouldn't come back for anything. He's with his Savior right now. And everybody you know that's gone home to be with the Lord feels the same way. And folks, that's where this whole thing's going to end up. Yeah, you're going to have problems this week. Yeah, you're going to have battles. Guaranteed. Amen? But one of these days, we're going to fight the last battle. And so in the meantime, overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony. And don't love your life. Don't love your life so much that you're unwilling to take any risks. Or you say to yourself, man, the thought of death, worst thing. No. By the way, absent the rapture, we all got to go out feet first, right? Absent the rapture. Now, I'm with you there. If you're for the rapture, I'm for it too. My wife and I are all for it. We want to go together at the rapture. But absent that, folks, they love not their lives unto the death. And folks, anybody that's gone home, they don't want to come back.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled The Casting Down of Satan by Pastor Rick DeMichael. If you are listening here today and you are not saved or unsure about your salvation, and you want to be with Christ up in heaven one day and experience the magnificence of God Himself, then we encourage you to contact the office of Treasure Valley Baptist Church at 208-888-4545. That's 208-888-4545. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, if you would like to hear this or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org for more information. We also invite you to join our live streams on Facebook and YouTube for weekly encouraging messages. And if you just so happen to be in the area, we have a bookstore that is open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us for our weekly services. They begin with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by the morning service at 10:45, a Sunday evening service at 5:45 p.m., and our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our services have nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting programs for all ages, including junior high, high school, and even college age groups. Thank you for listening to Treasures of Truth, a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and may God bless you in the coming weeks and days ahead.